Hello, folks. When I was young, when I was fair and young and favor graced me, as Queen Elizabeth I wrote in that famous sonnet of hers, one of my favorite poets of the time was Emily Dickinson. I happened to come across by sheer chance one day a slender volume of her poetry in my school library called Poems for Youth. Well, I was so taken with it, and I borrowed it so frequently that I wore that poor little book down to practically nothing. The poems in that collection were never intended to be published. They were actually given to Emily Dickinson's niece and two nephews and their odd assorted collection of friends by Emily at various times in their lives. She was actually a very shy woman, and she never strayed far from home, which was called the mansion, except to wander in the nearby woodland or to traverse what she called the little path, to visit the other house where her sister Sue lived. It wasn't until some years after her death that these poems were found by an editor in the attic of the other house, and of course the editor had them published posthumously, which would no doubt have been against Emily's wishes had she been alive to say so. But it's a good thing for me that they were published, because I love them, and I was so happy to come across this collection again, this time from another source, of course. So I spent a lovely evening last night perusing these poems again. It brought back such happy memories, so I thought I would share some of my favorites with you. These have no titles, they're just numbered, so I'm going to give you the numbers as noted in the book. This first one is one of the first poems I ever read and loved. 1. There is no frigate like a book to take us lands away, nor any coursers like a page of prancing poetry. This traverse may the poorest take without a press of toll. How frugal is the chariot that bears a human soul. 2. This poem, I think, is very indicative of Emily's shyness. I love it. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public, like a frog, to tell your name the livelong day to an admiring bog. 3. This poem was sent to Emily's little niece one Sunday morning when she was sick and couldn't get to church. Some keep the Sabbath going to church. I keep it staying at home with a bobolink for a chorister and an orchard for a dome. Some keep the Sabbath in surplice. I just wear my wings, and instead of tolling the bell for church, our little sexton sings. God preaches, a noted clergyman, and the sermon is never long. So instead of getting to heaven at last, I'm going there all along. Now I have to turn a few pages to find the next one I want to share, so bear with me a moment. Aha, right here. 41. A bird came down the walk. He did not know I saw. He bit an angleworm in halves and ate the fellow, raw. And then he drank a dew from a convenient grass, and then hopped sideways to the wall to let a beetle pass. He glanced with rapid eyes that hurried all abroad. They looked like frightened beads, I thought. He stirred his velvet head like one in danger, cautious. I offered him a crumb, and he unrolled his feathers and rowed him softer home than oars divide the ocean, too silver for a seam, or butterflies off banks of noon leap, splashless, as they swim. 41. I love it so much. And here we go with another one. 63. Lightly stepped a yellow star to its lofty place, loosed the moon her silver hat from her lustrous face. All of evening softly lit as an astral hall. Father, I observed to heaven, you are punctual. And just a moment while I find the next one. Where is it now? Sorry, just a second here. I forgot what page it's on. Oh, dear. No, it's not there. I'm sorry, folks. I've almost got it, honestly. Ah, here it is. 71. Have you got a brook in your little heart where bashful flowers blow and blushing birds go down to drink and shadows tremble so? And nobody knows, so still it flows, that any brook is there. And yet your little draught of life is daily drunk there. Then look for the little brook in March, when rivers overflow and the snows come hurrying from the hills and the bridges often go. And later, in August, it may be, when the meadows parching lie, beware lest this little brook of life some burning noon go dry. And I just got one more. Just a minute. Ah, okay, I think I found it. Here we go, 76. Who has not found the heaven below will fail it up above. God's residence is next to mine. His furniture is love. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, no, here's one more, 77. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life from aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin to his nest again, I shall not live in vain. Oh, and here's the last one. 78. I never saw a moor, I never saw the sea, yet know I how the heather looks, and what a wave must be. I never spoke with God, nor visited in heaven, yet certain am I of the spot, as if the chart were given. There you have it, folks. Some of my favorite poetry by a favorite poet.